Okay. Masha Pinchas meet up with five young ladies. And who are they? Benam Slavka. And what do they want? They want to get their father's share of Eretz Kanaan. Slavka had no son. They were the daughters. They wanted to get the share. And in the end, what is it called? Baruch HaMoshe Aveinu. Came to us of Chaz Avra, they were talking properly, they're right on the board. It's a fascinating comment in the Yalkut Shimoni about the Notzlacha. Yalkut Shimoni says as follows, as soon as I find it. But the Kravna, Be'ezah Shah Amdu Rifnei Moshe. When did the Notzlachas come to Moshe Rabbeinu and say, we want to share? So you tell me in Parshat Pinchas. So according to Chazal, that's when it's recorded. But it really happened in Parshat Chukas. When? B'Shah Shah Amdu Yisrael Nitna Rosh. At the time when Yisrael said, let's head back to Mitzrayim. In Parshat Chukas, Aaron HaKohen dies. And after Aaron HaKohen dies, what happens? Vayishma Knani Melech Arad Yosheb HaNegev Ki Ba Yisrael Derech HaTarid Vayilachem B'Yisrael. They fight in Israel. Rashi quotes Chazal, Rashi says in a couple of places, that B'nai Yisrael panicked. Yanani HaKohen left, the Knani attacked, some claim the Knani was Amalek, and what did they do? They ran away. But they weren't only running away, they started running towards. Where were they running towards? Back to Mitzrayim. B'nai Yisrael are running back to Mitzrayim, saying, forget about Eretz Yisrael, who needs it, who wants it, let's get out of here. And at that point, what did B'nai Yisrael had come along and do? Say, can we get Eretz Yisrael in the Knani, please? That wasn't only because they were very astute real estate investors and said, oh, everybody's only way to buy low and sell high, you know. It's because they had movement. Everybody else was thinking, get, who cares about Eretz Yisrael? And you say, we want Eretz Yisrael. Says the Medrash, Amar Lehem Moshe, Amo Yisrael Mevakshim Lachzol Mitzrayim. Everybody's running away. You want Nachla Ba'aret? Amru Yodot Anu Shesof Kol Yisrael Afrik Baretz. You know, we have a moon in the end. That's what's going to happen. And it's based on this that Chazal say, Kol Adam Kasha Sha'omet Tetoch Dor Rasha Zokhalito Skar Kula. When an Adam Kasha goes against the flaw and stands up, in a generation of evil, he gets everybody's tzchar. Noach, omid b'dor ha'mabu, zachar b'tzol tzchar kula. Avram, omid b'dor ha'plaga, ha'plagah, zachar b'tzol tzchar kula. Lot, ba'an sheis dov. Ve'elu, v'nol tzlapchad, omidin b'dor ha'midbar, zachar b'tzol tzchar kula. And the truth is, you find this, I once spoke about this, that B'nai Slavchad, I think, a representative of B'nai Yisrael in general. Everybody's running away from Mitzrayim, and they're saying, we want our Nachla. Run away to Mitzrayim, from Eretz Yisrael, and they say, we want our Nachla in Eretz Yisrael. In Mitzrayim, you have the Chazal tell us, B'chud Nashim Tzitkanyol, Migalo Amatim in Mitzrayim. What's going on here? It says that the Jews were suffering so much in Mitzrayim, they decided they didn't want to have children. How can you have children and bring up children in the world of slavery? So what is the B'nai Yisrael? So they went ahead and they adorned themselves and they made themselves look pretty, etc. And they enticed their husbands. Because they knew that if they don't have children, there's no future for B'nai Yisrael. They believed in the future of B'nai Yisrael when the men Maybe the classic case was Amram. What did he do with Yochevet? He divorced his wife. He's likely had children. And who's the one who convinces him that he's wrong? Little Miriam. It's Moshe himself. And by the egg, Moshe Rabbeinu hasn't returned. What's going to be? So, our voice is okay. Let the women contribute their goal. And what do the women say? No way. But it's not no way because they were so attached to the jewelry. Because when it came to the Mishkan, what did they do? They gave it all. It's no way because we believe in like a book. But Moshe's not here. We don't know. It's 40 days. They have the moon in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, they have the moon in the future of Am Yisrael, they have the moon in the United States. I mean, people all over the world, or not all over the world, the people all around you are just thinking, you know, it's just not practical. Women say, practicality is very nice, but more fundamental than that is that moon. That's our attachment to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to Am Yisrael, very interesting. And the truth is, it's a challenge for all of us. But I think it's a challenge and the legacy of women in general. They have that illumina despite all the naysayers who are around them. They know what's really important in life, and they go and they plow ahead. And that's why the zocher to be noticed.